We're going to learn Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Hakari betara leyivchos mishlosh psukim. Whenever you're laying from the Torah, you have to read at least three psukim. Meaning, obviously, they have to read 10 psukim in total, but each aliyah needs to be at least three psukim. V'lo yikra lematorgamon yosem yipasuk echad. But you can't give the translator, the maturgamon, more than one pasuk at a time to translate. So you have to pause by each pasuk and let him translate. Ubinavi shlosha. But when he's translating from the navi, you can give him three psukim at a time. Hayushloshan shalosh parshios. If the three psukim from the navi are three entirely different paragraphs, then korin echad echad. You have to read one by one. You can't give them all three. It's only when they're all together that you can read all three at a time. Medalgan b'navi, you're allowed to skip around from one part of a navi to another part in the navi. Vein medalgan b'torah, but you can't do that when you're reading from the Torah. Va'ad kamahu medalig, and how much are you allowed to skip when you're reading from the navi, to skip around from one spot to another? Ad kadesh leivso kamatorgaman, just enough that the translator is not going to have to pause in the middle. He's not going to have to stop to wait for you to find your new place where you're getting to. Meaning, while he's translating, you have to be able to find the place that you're skipping to. So says Gemara, ani gimel psukim, connected me. Where do we get this idea of three psukim? Why does every aliyah have to be at least three psukim? Amar avasi keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim, corresponds to the three parts of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Neviim Uksuvim. V'liyir kolim torgam ani yosim pasuk echad. You can't give the translator more than one pasuk at a time. V'navi gimel psukim, and in reading the navi, you can't give more than three psukim at a time to translate. V'im hayushlosh and shalosh parshios kari echad echad. But if the three psukim are from three different parshios, three different sections of the navi, then you still can't give more than one at a time. So what's an example where you have three consecutive psukim that are actually in three different parshios? So Gemara says we do have such an example. Kigon, kicho amar Hashem, chinam nimkartem. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, perek nun beis, kicho amar Hashem, chinam nimkartem. And then it says, kicho amar Hashem, elkim etzrayim yared, ami varishona. And then in the third pasuk, v'ata malifo ne'um Hashem. And all three of those psukim are in separate parshios. So main point number one, an, chav, dalet, amud, aleph. You need to read three psukim in the Torah, only one at a time for the Meturgaman, and there's no skipping. In the Navi, you could read three for the Meturgaman, and there is skipping around. Main point number two, the three psukim that we read in the Torah correspond to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara analyzes, the Mishnah says, Medalgam Navi Vein Medalgam Torah. You're allowed to skip around in the Navi, but you're not allowed to skip around in the Torah. Uramini, I'll ask you a stira, contradiction. Kore acharemos v'ach v'asar. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur reads from acharemos, and then he reads ach v'asar. Now, where is acharemos? That's in Vayikra Perek Tazayin. Where is ach v'asar? That's in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, Vakamedaleg, but doesn't that involve skipping from one place to another? So you see that we're even skipping within the Torah. Amar Rabbi Elokasha, that's not a problem. Kan b'kadesh yivsukatorgaman, kan b'kadesh yivsukatorgaman. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to skip in the Torah because it's not enough time. There's always going to be a pause after the translator's finished translating where you're still looking for the new place. But if you're skipping to a place that's really close by, that you'll find the new place before the translator's finished translating, then you're allowed to skip in the Torah, as long as there's not going to be any pause in the davening. So the Gemara says, really? Is that true? V'ala katani, but it says in our Mishnah, medalgam b'navi vein medalgam b'torah, v'ad kamu medali gad kadesh lo yivsuk atorgaman, v'chaldu b'torah klalu klalo. When our Mishnah spoke about skipping around in Navi, that was the rule. That in Navi, you're only allowed to skip around as much as you're going to be able to find the place before the Meturgaman is finished. But it sounds from our Mishnah that in the Torah, even that much skipping is no good. That in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip at all. So Ella Amar Abaye, the Gemara says, no, what do we do with the Mishnah? Lo kasha. Kan b'inyan echad, the Mishnah Maseches Yuma that allows you to skip around in the Torah is when it's all talking about one topic. Kan b'shtei inyanos, but if it's talking about two separate topics, you're not allowed to skip in the Torah at all, even if you're going to be able to find the new place before the Meturgaman is finished. V'atanya, we have a brisa that says just like this, medalgam b'torah b'inyan echad, u'binavi b'shnei inyanin. You're allowed to skip around in the Torah when you're on a single topic, And in Navi, you're allowed to skip around only when it's two different topics. But in both of those situations, by the Chumash and by the Navi, you're only allowed to skip until the point where the translator would have to stop. Meaning, if you would have to stop and you'd have to wait and do nothing, even in the Navi, you're not allowed to skip around. So says the Gemara Tani Yidach, we have another Braisa. Ein medalgami Navi l'Navi, that you're not allowed to skip from one sefer of Navi to another sefer of Navi. But ubnavi shel shnei masur medalik, within the treyasar, each one is so short and they're considered almost like one book, so you're allowed to skip from one of the treyasar to another one of the treyasar. Ublavach le'idalik misof ha-sefer l'tchilasa, but what you're not allowed to do is skip backwards. If you're going to skip, you got to skip forwards, not backwards. So main point number three, you're allowed to skip in the Torah if it's all one topic, and there's not going to be a pause when the translator's finished. So again, you're allowed to skip in the Torah only if it's all one topic, and there's not going to be a pause when the translator is finished. Says the Mishnah, Hamaftir Benavi, who paris al Shema? The guy who gets the Haftorah, he also gets to be the one who's paris al Shema, who leads the Kriyas Shema. That's the concept of being nice to the guy who's Maftir Benavi. We give him extra kipudim. Vu Noseis Kapav, he's also the Kohen who gets to do Nesias Kapayim, who gets to do Birchas Kohanim, because he took the Haftorah. Vim Hayakatan, but if he's a child, and therefore we can't have him be paris al Shema or do Nesias Kapayim, but he's allowed to read from the Haftorah, so Avivo Rabbo over in Aliados. So then we give those kibudim to either his father or to his Rebbe, but we keep it to someone close to him. Katan Kari Batoru Metargim. A Katan is allowed to be Kari Batoru. He's allowed to read from the Torah for the Tzibur, and he can translate for the Tzibur. Aval Eino Paris Al Shema, Veino Over Lefnei Ateva. But he's not allowed to be Paris Al Shema, and he's also not allowed to go in front of the Aron Kodesh to lead the Tzibur in davening. Veino Noseis Kapav, and he's also not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. He's not allowed to Duchan if the Kihila has a Katan Duchaning for them, so that's a lack of Kavod at Tzibur. Pocheach, someone whose legs are uncovered, meaning he's wearing shorts or something. Pocheach pores Hashema umetargim. He's allowed to be pores Hashema, and he can be a translator. Aval inu kari b'torah, but he cannot do the kriyas haTorah. Veinu over lefnei ateva, he cannot be the sheikh sibur. Veinu nosias kapav, he can't do birchas kohanim. Suma, a blind person, Paris Hashema Metargim, he's allowed to be Paris Hashema, and he can serve as a Metargim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Ra Ma'oros Miyamav, Eino Paris Al Shema. If it's someone who never ever saw, then he shouldn't be Paris Al Shema. So it says in my time, why is it that the Maftir gets all these extra kibudim? Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. Rav Papa says, because we want to show him Kavod, because he agreed to take the Haftorah, which is like the least desirable part of the services, so he agreed to take that, so we give him a little extra kavod. Rabba Bar Simi Amar Mishum Da'asi L'Nsuye. No, we're afraid that otherwise he's gonna come to get into a fight. Since normally the Shliach Tzibur gets paid, the Chacham were worried that the Maftir will be upset because he's not getting paid. So he said, okay, let the Maftir be the guy who leads the Tefillah, and then he won't have anyone to resent, because there's no one else that's getting paid while he's not getting paid. Maiminai, what's the nafkamina, whether the reason we give the Maftir these kibudim is to stop a fight, or whether it's just as compensation for taking the lesser kibud. So yikubinai dav b'chinam. Nafkamina would be in a place where the minag is that the shliach tzibur davens for free and doesn't get paid. So there's no concern of any fights, then we wouldn't have to give any special honors to the Maftir. But if the whole issue was that we want to be nice to him since he took a less desirable kibud, so then we still would give to the Maftir. So I asked the Gemara Tanan, Vimhaya Katan of Rabba Ovn El Yado, if he's a child, instead of giving the kibud to him, we give it to his father or to his Rebbe. So Iyam Mishum Nesuye, if it's because it might lead to a fight, Katan Bar Nesuyehu, why do we have to give his father or his Rebbe these kibudim? Is the child someone that he's that's going to pick a fight over not getting paid? Children never get paid for this kind of thing. Why would he ever think that he should get paid? It's not going to lead to a fight. So the Gemara says, Alamai, Mishum Kavod. What, you think that makes more sense if it's all about Kavod? Katan Bar Kavodu, is a child someone who's going to get upset about not getting the right kibud? He's not able to get any of the other kibudim. He's not going to be upset. He has certainly no grounds for being angry about not getting a good enough kibud. Ela ika kvod aviv ukvod rabo. No, it's it's the kavod of his father and the kavod of his rebbe that caused the chachamim to say that he should get that the father and the rebbe should get the aliyos. Hachanami ika nitsiya v'nitsiya rabo. Or that we don't want the father or the rebbe to get into a fight with the shliach tzibur who's getting paid while their kid just did the haftarah and didn't get paid. So it's not about the kavod of the child or the potential fighting of the child. It's about the kavod of the rebbe or the potential fighting of the rebbe or the father that we're worried about. That's what it's really all about. Okay, so where are we holding? Main point number four. The maftir gets extra kibudim either to compensate him for taking a lesser kibud, or to prevent fights, to prevent any fights or arguments. And main point number five, I made a chart in the side of my Gemara about a katan, a pocheach, and a suma. A child, someone with exposed legs, and a blind man. So I guess you're right. The Mishnah discusses a katan, pocheach, and a suma with regard to leaning, doing targum, being paris al shema, being a chazan, and duchening. Discusses the different halachos of those people for all of those different things. Okay. So let us stop there, and I guess Be'ezras Hashem, next time, we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis.